days of these occupying illegitimate leaders, their days in power are numbered. And then the original vision of America, you know, the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave, all of that is going to make a comeback. It will have a resurgence. We will have a golden age of economic prosperity, abundance, and freedom. This insanity that we're living through right now, even with all the transgenderism insanity and the drag queens, this insanity will not last forever. In fact, it's not going to last that much longer. There was even the so-called woke trifecta that took place, I think, yesterday, where the tranny assistant HHS secretary, quote, Admiral Rachel Levine, I mean, what a joke that is. Admiral, are you kidding me? These are all made up clown show labels. But Admiral Rachel Levine, who is a guy, is out there claiming that climate change, which is another woke idea, is having a, quote, disproportionate effect on the physical and mental health of black communities. So virtue signaling on black skin color and the climate change cult, and you're being lectured to by a delusional, mentally ill tranny admiral. An admiral HHS secretary who is a basket case mental illness parade on high heels. I mean, this is such a total clown show that the entire world is laughing at Western civilization. They almost can't believe how stupid the United States of America, at least under its current, you know, quote, rulers, has become. They can't believe it. Putin probably just had to really control himself with Tucker Carlson and not just start cackling with wild, raucous laughter about how insanely stupid and mentally ill the U.S. leadership has become. I mean, seriously, you're going to have a man who thinks he's a woman dressed up in high heels, pantyhose, and a bra, lecturing you about how the climate cult delusion, which is all rooted in just fairy tale thinking, is going to somehow harm only black people. Like, it doesn't, none of it makes any sense. Like, how can the climate only harm black people? How does carbon dioxide know you're black? You know, these people are beyond insane. It's like they are desperately trying to be stand-up comics. At this point, it's almost like they are playing out a Saturday Night Live skit in Washington, D.C., just to see how far they can push this. And you know what the shocking thing is? They've been able to push it pretty far among the libtards in America who are looking at all this and saying, yeah, it makes perfect sense. You know, of course men can have babies and whatever. And this is what's so hilarious to the rest of the world. It's like, wow, how could half the American population go along with such mental illness and be so incredibly stupid themselves to where they will commit civilization suicide? They will go along with it. They will even have their borders wide open while they're being invaded and overrun by illegal immigrants. And they think it's wonderful. And they even declare sanctuary cities and bring the illegals to my home and move on in, you know? Trust me, the rest of the world is looking at this with their jaws. I have to pick them up off the floor because it's so insane to witness this. And just the gaslighting and brainwashing of the American public is almost the mental whiplash that's going on back and forth and back and forth. It's truly comedic to watch because remember after 9/11, everybody was supposed to hate Muslims, for example. So if you saw someone as Muslim, oh, they might be a terrorist. I mean, you were just all kinds of hate was put into your mind, right? And then later on, kind of in the, I don't know, the late Obama administration, his second term and during Trump and everything, especially with Trump, you were supposed to love Muslims. Remember, because Trump had a Muslim travel ban. Remember that? And then the media was like, oh, no, we have to love Muslims. Muslims are wonderful. Muslims are great. And then everybody was like dressing up like Muslims and wearing the headscarf. And it was like Somalia in Minnesota. They're wonderful. You were supposed to love Muslims until October 7th. Now, because Israel says so, now you're supposed to hate Muslims again, just like you're supposed to hate them after 9/11. Now it's like Muslim hate week again in America. It's utterly insane. And the same stupid morons who fell for the first Muslim hatred round And then later on, they were in love with Muslims, and now they're falling for the Muslim hatred again. It's like, people, how are you so gullible? Why can't you just have basic principles that says all lives matter? Muslim lives, black lives, white lives, Christian lives, you know, Asian lives, Hispanic lives. All lives have value, which is one of my core principles, by the way. All ethnicities have value. All religions have value. And even the lives of those who don't practice religion also have value. And you can't just keep changing my mind because of your propaganda on CNN. But then again, you know, I'm a real person and not an NPC. Whereas half the country is a bunch of NPCs, obviously, at this point, you can tell. So Tranny Admiral Rachel has a solution to all this. Check it out. The solution is going to happen through the, quote, Office of Climate Change and Health Equity and the Office of Environmental Justice. What the hell is health equity and environmental justice? These are all just made up mentally ill concepts. They don't even mean anything. If you want to talk about reality, how about this? Let's stop polluting the world. How about stop dumping Big Pharma's waste products into the rivers and streams, huh? How about we stop polluting the food supply with pesticides and herbicides and gender bender chemicals like atrazine or glyphosate, another herbicide? How about we stop poisoning the food? How about we stop dumping heavy metals into the water supply and the soils? How about we stop dumping radioactive water into the oceans? How about we stop polluting the skies to try to block the sun? Like, can't we all just agree that pollution is bad? How about we stop, you know, setting trains on fire in East Palestine, Ohio, you know, and just spreading toxins all over the place? Pollution is bad. This bullcrap about environmental justice that is, of course, meant to only somehow apply to people of color, it doesn't even make any sense. We all share the same environment, folks. We live on the same planet. We look at the same sky. And we drink from the same water. And we eat food from the same soil. Whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, shouldn't matter. Clean food, I think, is a basic human right. Access to water is a basic human right. And having sunlight is a basic human right. That's why, you know, the globalists are trying to block the sun, because they're trying to dim the sun and pull the CO2 out of the atmosphere, collapse the food supply, and mass murder billions of human beings. That's their plan. But they just use language like, oh, environmental justice and, you know, the climate change and health equity. They just use these words to trick you into thinking you're not being murdered by them as they alter the climate and carry out terraforming operations to destroy the planet, destroy food crop production, suck CO2 out of the air, and lead to global war, famine, and pestilence or pandemics. This is what they're doing. And you have to be just an idiot, moron, gullible person to sit back and believe anything that these lunatics are saying, especially when a man dressed up like a woman is lecturing you about some BS made up, mentally ill, delusional fairy tales that they've come up with, lecturing you like you're the idiot. And they have the science on their side. Yeah, a man pretending to be a woman will stand there and lecture you that you don't understand science. Really? You don't understand reality. You are a walking example of woke-tard lunacy. And then at the end of it, you're told, trust the science, trust the science. Men can have babies. And carbon dioxide is bad and all vaccines are safe and effective. Trust the science, trust us. While you can't stop laughing at how ridiculous they are. Anyway, the good news is that this insanity won't last. Oh, thank God. And I can't wait to see what historians write about this. This is the era when Western civilization lost its damn mind. Just went absolutely bat bleep crazy and collapsed as a result. It's the DEI civilization, where they just put people into positions of authority and power who are the least appropriate for it just because they have the right skin color or they're transgender or what have you. And as a result, everything collapsed. Well, remember, folks, it is a necessary step to the next society. The rebuilding of this society can only happen after the collapse of this current insanity. So don't fret about the fact that the collapse is coming. It's not, in the long run, it's not a bad thing. It is a necessary thing. And just be ready for it. That's all. And by the way, the people who mostly aren't ready for it are the same woketards who are causing it. So don't feel sorry for them. The same people who refuse to prep are, for the most part, the morons who think that men can have babies. It's like, well, you know, you kind of dug your own situation there. You're kind of getting the karma back in your face that you put out there. If you live in a alternate reality, delusional, woketard system, don't be surprised when bad things happen to you because your belief system is rooted in fiction. The rest of us are living in reality and preparing for reality. In fact, we can't wait for reality to come back into fashion. Wouldn't it be great to have reality as the overarching philosophy? Like, hey, let's live in a society that's real, a real economy, real biology, real medicine, real news, real elections. You know what I mean? That would be amazing. That would be a utopia at this point, because everything's been faked for so long that it's become dangerous for anybody to try to navigate the total fakery that now defines our society. Well, the fakery will collapse. The fakery does not have sustainability because it's not rooted in the laws of nature. Everything that the left believes is a violation of nature, including transgenderism and the whole LGBT agenda. Everything that they push is a violation of nature, like saying that carbon dioxide is bad for plants. I mean, how insanely stupid is that? Everything they believe is a lie. Everything. And their lies can't last. So again, don't feel bad about the collapse that's coming. Just be ready for it. And then be ready to contribute to the rebuilding on the other side of it. And also realize, just as a disclaimer, probably a few billion people won't make it through that transition, but those who are prepared probably will. So just make sure that you're psychologically ready for that. But, you know, this is what the globalists have been trying to do. They are going to succeed from their point of view at some level. They can't kill us all. They won't be able to kill 7 billion people. They're going to kill the low-hanging fruit, the unprepared, delusional masses. That's who they're going to kill off first. I mean, look who lined up to take the jabs over and over and over again. Those are the people that the globalists label as easy to kill. I mean, cause and effect, folks. Cause and effect. Stay informed. Stay vigilant. Stay prepared. Have faith in the future. Things are going to get better. We're going to make it through this insanity. This isn't going to last forever. This current phase, this collapse phase of just complete insanity, it is burning itself out. And we're not going to have to live like this for the rest of our lives. This whole system is going to collapse relatively quickly. So just, again, be prepared. In the meantime, thank you for your support. If you want to check out what we have to offer you in terms of nutrition, superfoods, and storable foods, and also survival supplies like our custom knives made in Arizona, check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Every dollar that you spend with us is a dollar that helps support our platform as we're building tools to empower and educate humanity. We're building tools in anticipation of the collapse of this society, tools that can help rebuild the next society. We're already thinking way ahead of the end of this current system. That's what our large language model project is all about. And, you know, we're like $600,000 into that project right now, and we couldn't do it without your support, but it's going to be a game changer for human freedom and human knowledge, by the way. So thank you for all that you're doing. Stay vigilant. Don't panic. Don't think that this is going to last forever, this current insanity. It's not. Have faith. Pray to God, read your Bible, believe in humanity, believe in the universe, and you're going to make it through this. All right. I want to show you what we have put together here in terms of our really popular, now wheat-free, certified organic, lab-tested macaroni and cheese meal mixes. I've got them on my desk here. The way we sell them, it's in a mini bucket format. You see the bottom ones there. And inside each bucket,
are three of these packs right here, which is, you know, vacuum packed, it's nitrogen flooded and then vacuumed in a very rugged, long-term stable bag. This is wheat free. It's made out of amaranth as well as quinoa. And so this holds its shape and texture and tastes really great. It's not like gritty and mushy like whole wheat macaroni tends to be. So we have this, and then this is a cheese pack that's also very durable, rugged packing. And this, you know, no garbage, no artificial colors, no fillers, nothing like that. And in the cheese pack are very simple certified organic ingredients. Check it out. Organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic whey protein powder, organic onion powder, and organic black pepper powder. And that's it, folks. There's no fillers, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. I mean, no colors of any kind actually in it. And it's very easy to make. It's extremely delicious. Now, it does not have any salt added. We did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to salt it according to your own taste. So for those having a low sodium diet, you can easily incorporate this. I mean, check the nutrition facts label. It still does have sodium naturally in the cheese, but we did not add any salt. So it can be incorporated into a low sodium diet if that's something that you're paying attention to. For the rest of us, I add salt to this, by the way, and I don't normally add salt to anything, but this is so low in the salt because we didn't add any salt to the recipe that I think you actually have to add a little bit of salt to bring out the flavor and make it taste really delicious. And then it does when you add a little bit of salt to it. So this is, all you got to do is boil water. You know, you boil the elbows for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you add in the cheese powder, you stir it in, you're done. And it's super delicious. This is a really great preparedness meal. I think you'll really love this. We also have, this is very popular. It is an organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. Now, this product, which is available in various quantities, if you go to our store, you can just buy, you know, one canister, or you can buy them in groups. This also is very delicious, but very simple. Look at the ingredients. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, also organic, peanut butter powder, cocoa powder, coconut sugar, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And that's it, folks. It's all organic. It's laboratory certified. It's super delicious. It blends with water or other kinds of milks. You know, it could be a nut milk or a cow's milk or whatever you want. It's delicious, hot or cold. And it's incredibly nutritious and very clean because we do all the testing. So these are two relatively new products, well, brand new actually, that are in stock right now, at least at the moment, and will probably be sold out of them pretty quickly, but we'll make more. It just takes time to source all these ingredients. It took us many months to get the cheddar cheese powder and the organic cream powder, the butter powder, and the whey. I mean, frankly, all the animal products are taking a very long time to get sourced right now, but we're doing the best we can. We have these available, super delicious. And this is just the first of many kind of instant meals that we're formulating right now. So macaroni and cheese is one of many that we'll have soon. We're going to have different kind of soups, like a lentil soup and also an organic chili product. And they're all going to be based on the same kind of philosophy. Clean, simple, lab-tested ingredients with no artificial anything whatsoever, and also very lower sodium compared to what's typically out there. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just eat a bunch of salt and MSG. You know, that's what a lot of storable food is, just a bunch of salt and sugar and MSG and textured vegetable protein garbage. And we're not into that, not at all. This is real food, real nutrition, real taste, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there. You can search for peanut butter to find our chocolate, a banana, a peanut butter shake, or if you want the macaroni and cheese, just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for the organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. Or check out our hundreds of other products, such as, like, you can look at herbs right here, all these different categories, different herbs and tinctures. We have garden seeds. We have superfoods. We have personal care products. Here we have organic turmeric gold extract. We have the knives, the Dawson knives. I've co-designed these with Dawson knives. You probably heard about these. This is under preparedness. survival gear. We've got, well, let me just show you. We've got all the different knives right here made of the corrosion-resistant MagnaCut alloy. Mass ratio is one, very popular. That's back in stock now. Consequences, covert knife, and more. We've got other knives available, including Escape from LA. Hey, I wonder, is that sold out? Hard to keep in stock. But check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. This is how you can support us. And then we give back to you in a multitude of ways with knowledge, with empowerment, with the large language model we're going to be giving away here soon, coming up end of March, with all the interviews and all the things that we do. Plus, we just made a $100,000 donation to Convoy of Hope of non-GMO vitamin C. So when we are able to, we buy an extra large batch of raw materials, and then we use our in-house manufacturing and testing, and we will overproduce certain batches, knowing that we can use Convoy of Hope to distribute them to people in need. And that it's a Christian-based ministry that distributes food and supplements. And we've worked with them several times now. And just the other day, $100,000 worth of vitamin C. So that's going out into the hands of people in need across America. Sometimes they distribute to other nations, but they focus on the United States of America. And we will continue to support people in need anywhere that we can. Remember that our slogan is Health Ranger Store, healing the world with clean food. That's our philosophy. That's what we practice. That's what we preach. That's what we do. We do the lab testing. We manufacture clean, simple ingredients that are authentic and pure and tasty. It's like nothing else that you've ever seen in the processed food industry or the processed storable food industry. And a lot of the survival food out there is just heavily processed garbage. I'm sorry to say, that's just honest truth of what it is. You want real food? Come to healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighttown.com and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.